Reaching Out to Ken by Ephraim Ong. When I was 16, I moved into a Taiwanese ward. Ken, a 13-year-old, had recently been baptized. But shortly after his baptism, Ken almost never attended church. I had a great desire to help Ken come back to church. I invited him to come to several church activities. Ken played basketball at Mutual and joined the youth choir. He and his sister Linda also began to attend the free English classes taught by my family and the missionaries. Soon, Linda began to attend youth activities as well. I could see God's hand helping us. Ken's family wondered why my family tried to help Ken and Linda. We told them that the gospel had brought us great joy, and we really wanted others to find the same joy and peace from the Savior. Later, Linda and Ken accepted our invitation to go to church. Linda came and had an awesome experience. However, Ken was ill, and when I prayed about what I could do to help him, I felt impressed that we should bring him the sacrament. With the bishop's permission, our family went over to his house, and my brother and I helped administer the sacrament to him. We also visited with his family. I felt peaceful. Our family has prayed for Ken, and all of us feel love for Ken and his family. The youth and adults in the ward and stake continue to fellowship Ken and Linda. The members' combined efforts to minister are helping Ken and Linda feel the love of the Savior. This experience of trying to minister like the Savior has brought great joy to my life. Ministering is the Lord's work, and because it is His work, His hand will guide our ministering efforts. The author lives in Taiwan. End of the story, Reaching Out to Ken, by Ephraim Ong, read by Terrell Williams.